I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County bails out from the storm. San Francisco announces a new solution for the fentanyl crisis. A local oil refinery will close in phases. The Great Highway controversy continues, and wild mushrooms take another life. Marin County residents are still bailing out from the storm last week when king tides, winter storms, and high winds inundated whole neighborhoods, flooded a 911 communications hub, and closed parts of Highway 101. Several GoFundMe sites have launched after salt water washed into artist studios in low-lying areas of Sausalito, destroying cars and livelihoods. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Garcia said climate change is undermining prediction models, which are based on past patterns. Storm intensity and flooding will continue to exceed forecasts as sea levels rise. Southern Marin communities can expect some of the highest tides of the year as we move through January and February. Southern Marin Fire District reminds residents that quick flood cleanup with protective gear and disinfectants is critical to prevent mold growth and protect health. Everything should be dried within 48 hours. Belongings that cannot be cleaned and dried should be tossed. There's a Flood Control Advisory Board meeting coming up on Tuesday for Zone 3, which includes the Richardson Bay watershed. It'll be held at 6:30 p.m. at the Marin County Civic Center, room 143D. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie announced new plans to get drug users off the streets. As part of his Breaking the Cycle initiative, Lurie will open a new center called RESET. It stands for Rapid Enforcement Support Evaluation and Triage. The pilot facility will open at 444 6th Street in the South of Market neighborhood. Intended to divert drug users from jail or hospitals, the center operations will be overseen by the Sheriff's Office and the Department of Public Health. Valero Refining Company had planned to fully shut down operations in early 2026 after a state-mandated phased shutdown begins in February. Last week, the company said it will idle its Benicia refinery by April. In the meantime, it will continue operating the site as an import hub for refined gasoline products. So it'll refine the remaining oil inventory through March before transitioning to imports. Governor Gavin Newsom said discussions continue about the refinery's future, and he praised plans to maintain fuel supplies for Northern California. Benicia city officials said the change does not alter the city's plans to prepare for closure and diversify the economy. More than 400 workers will be offered transfers to other Valero facilities or receive job placement assistance. A San Francisco Superior Court rejected a legal challenge to Proposition K. That's the 2024 voter-approved measure that closed parts of the Great Highway to cars and created the Sunset Dunes Oceanfront Park. The issue triggered the recall of former District 4 Supervisor Joel Engardio, who was a proponent of the park. His replacement, Supervisor Alan Wong, is aligned with many of the Sunset District residents who opposed the park and ousted Engardio. 3 days after the judge's ruling, Wong defended his position at a contentious forum in a neighborhood bookstore. He proposed another ballot measure to reopen the highway on weekdays. Supporters of the park argued that it has not caused traffic problems and has improved the quality of life for residents. Don't eat wild mushrooms at all. An advisory from Sonoma County health officials was issued Thursday urging residents not to harvest mushrooms after a county resident died of poisoning over the weekend. Interim health officer Dr. Michael Stacy said early rains and a mild fall led to a surge in toxic deathcap mushrooms. The poisonous varieties can closely resemble edible ones, even to experienced foragers, and cooking them does not make them safe. Officials advise avoiding all mushrooms, keeping children and pets away, too. Symptoms may appear hours later and begin with mild nausea that can lead to severe or even fatal liver damage. Anyone exposed should seek immediate medical care. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.